Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Just went quiet.
Welcome to another episode of All Out with Madre Satora Becky. Yes, I am your host, Madre Satora Becky. So tonight's show may be controversial to some people's eyes and ears, so viewer discretion is definitely advised. So I would like to welcome my guest tonight. His name is JT from a very popular podcast called Blunts, Bongs, and Bullets. Welcome, JT, to the show.
Hello. How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Just hanging out.
Awesome. Okay, so tell me more about your podcast.
Well, in my podcast, I just talk about pretty much things that aren't talked about enough because most people just watch the news and think what's going on in the world is like what happens in school, but there's really more that goes on to the world, and I try to tell people about that and my political views with which are anarchist views, peaceful though, nonviolent. And that's pretty much all I talk about, just stuff like that.
Okay, interesting. So I'm going to play a clip. Hold on one moment, and I'd like to find out, what is your view on this?
Okay.
So basically, that was our Attorney General, Mr. Sessions, talking about marijuana. What is your view on that?
I actually could not hear the clip.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, basically, it was talking about, he was saying, good people do not smoke marijuana. What do you think about that?
I don't think smoking marijuana makes you a bad person, because I have met plenty of very good people who've smoked weed personally. And there's people like political advocates and celebrities that are commonly good people. And I guess celebrities aren't a good example because they can't relate to us really. But marijuana doesn't really make a person who they are. Marijuana is just something that somebody likes to do, or it helps them get past a difficult situation.
Interesting. So, interesting enough, I know your podcast is talking about marijuana. Why did you choose that subject?
Well, when I lived in Texas, there's a lot of conservative ideology, so a lot of anti-marijuana. And I've always been a person to look like more into something before I judge it. So I read into weed. I didn't try it. I just read into it and like want to know like what it was about, what's the good and what's the bad. And there is some very small bad to it. I'm just not all pro. But so I thought people should know more like the good about it. Now, my show is not really, like, all about weed. There's a lot of other topics. But, like, weed is, like, a big aspect. It's what started my wanting to know more about things like this.
Okay, interesting. So I as a basically as a nurse, I met somebody, and he actually just got sentenced to federal prison for marijuana trafficking and money laundering from it. Do you think when it gets to that big a scale that it should be prosecuted, or do you think it's basically, you know, people's right and people's, I guess, you know, not to have the government involved in what is going on in our home? What is your view on that?
Well, I don't think that any plant really at all should be governed. because, you know, it's natural. We're all people here. You know, like a deer, I know this is a weird example, but a deer can go out and do as he pleases. You know, he lives in America, but he's not an American. He's just a deer. And it's like that with people, too. And I'm not talking anti-America or anything like that. I'm just saying that we're all just living like everything else. And if it grows from the ground, and if you're looking at it from a religious viewpoint, I don't know my Bible too well, but I remember reading that any plant that bears seed can pretty much be used. And as long as it's not being abused, that should be fine. And I understand that there's laws and people should obey laws. And if they're going to be doing trafficking and laundering, they should at least go the legal route, because nowadays you can. And if it was a time that they couldn't, then, well, that's just a risk that you had to take against the government, pretty much.
Definitely. Well, you know, in California, as of the first of the month, that it's now legal to go to the dispensary, and you don't need a recommendation or a doctor's note anymore. What is your view on that? Like, do you think that made it way too accessible, or do you think it's going to cause more issues?
I think that's good, actually. That's a very good step. I think marijuana should be legalized federally, in my opinion. And just to clarify the law, you can be 21 and older to just smoke. Mm. But if you're 18 and older, you have to have a recommendation from a doctor still. But
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little. I thought it was 18 and over until like it came out and there's articles about it and I read more about it. But yeah, 18 till 21, you have to have the rec. But I think it's good as long as it's not being abused, and they keep the regulations tight. Not letting kids smoke. I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Interesting. Now, what is your view on medicinal marijuana? Because when I was doing my research on it, and I will tell you some personal things, like I had a sister pass away from cancer, and the last couple weeks of her life, you know, we did try to do marijuana to ease the kind of transition, and I felt like the big pharmacy and everyone else wanted to dope her up on Dilaudid, you know, and morphine. But with the marijuana, it actually helped with the nausea, the eating. I think it helped with, you know, as a cancer patient for medicinal use. Mm-hmm. Like, what are your views on that?
That is, pretty much what sparked my pro-marijuana thoughts was the medical uses. Because my dad, he had a bad back. To this day, he still does. And surgery can't even fix it. So pretty much the doctors were putting him on morphine and Oxycontins. And that has really negative side effects and very high dependencies after a lot of use and tolerance buildup. And he was noticing that. So he just started smoking weed and got off all the big pharmaceuticals, which it was hard for him, but he did it. And marijuana is like a natural, like, alternative. You know, it's like the best way. It has the least amount of side effects and it still provides you the pain relief or nausea relief, or if you're anemic and you need to eat, or if you're on meds and you need to eat, or even if you can't sleep at night, it helps in all those aspects of life.
Hmm, interesting. Now, I did have a patient, and it was kind of interesting. I talked to her, and she had a pretty big tumor, and it was inside of her. So she kept smoking during that time, and she said the only time that it really affected her, you know, that it when the pain kind of got out of control is when she finally went to the traditional route. Do you feel like sometimes people smoke too much of marijuana to not, I guess, listen to your body? Like, what do you feel about that?
Yeah, I agree. if somebody has an addictive personality, that they can start smoking too much. You know, they don't just want to do it for the medical purposes, but more for the effects. And I understand that personally from my point of view, because at first I wanted to smoke at night only, and just to sleep. But after a while, I found myself smoking throughout the day just to get, like, buzzed, you know. And I can see how it would come out of hand, and sometimes marijuana isn't everyone's thing, and I agree, everything isn't everyone's thing. Not, you know, there's not going to be one thing that's to everyone, and that's just part of life. And if meds are more someone that makes them comfortable, if they want to take pharmaceuticals and that's what makes them comfortable, then I think they should go ahead and do that if that's their route, because everyone has the choice to do what they want with their bodies.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let's flip it around. I know you're still kind of young, but when you're a parent, how would you feel if your child was smoking marijuana?
Well, if I found out, it matters how I found out, and it matters how young they were. If they were still like 10, 11, 12, I wouldn't be mad, because that's when I tried it, and I understand the curiosity, and I would be more surprised than anything. But if there's honesty there, and there's not a point to where they want to do it all the time, if grades are good, you know, and they're not slipping, then if my kid wants to smoke weed, I think he has every right to, because, but when he's at a certain age, of course, and he's responsible, because.
But
if you're
what is the right
done,
age or certain age?
I would say the right age is at least 16 or 17. You know, when you start, like, actually maturing, you're in high school, you know, you're getting social aspects in life, and you're actually seeing how life is getting done. You're starting to get your jobs, you're starting to fill out college resumes, and you're starting to open your eyes more. And I feel like at that point, it's good, but not if you don't have the right personality.
Interesting. Okay. In my research, I found out, it was kind of interesting, that Attorney General Sessions is actually saying marijuana is as dangerous as opiates. And I know in the death statistics, it said about 160,000 people die of opiate overdoses a year. Compared to marijuana, there has not been any deaths or overdoses. Have you heard of anything like that?
I've never heard anybody say that opiates were worse than weed. I've heard people compare them, saying they were just as bad, but never worse. I don't know. It just sounds like a low blow, you know? Like, we're just running out of things to say, and more people are catching on to the aspect that it's good, and they're just wanting to spit out whatever they can to make people say nay.
Interesting. Okay. Well, this is the same guy that's trying to obviously prosecute on the federal level. So I feel like maybe he's just kind of pulling at straws to get anything pushed through here.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sorry.
No, definitely. Now, on your show, what other controversial issues do you like to talk about?
Well, I talk about psychedelics a lot, and I talk about a lot of government and, like, how they, like, lie and all these, like, conspiracy theories, but not, like, the outrageous, like, lizard gods ones, like legit conspiracy theories that have sketchy facts, but it seems pretty legit, and you can see with your own eyes that they're real.
Conspiracy theory. What type are you, like, what was your last one you talked about?
Geoengineering. That's a very big topic. It's when they put chemicals into the air using planes, like when you see the lines behind the planes, those are called chemtrails, and they have a mixture of chemicals stay in the air that are meant to help keep water in there and eventually make clouds so it rains more often, because we've been having global warming and they realize that. So, like, we need more rain. So they make this artificial rain through these generators and planes. And it's pretty much very bad for us. There's aluminum in it. And ever since they've started doing it, at this point, it's proven it's not really a conspiracy theory, but they still consider it a conspiracy theory. One out of every 1,000 kid would get autism. But ever since those tests, to this day, one out of 50 kids will get autism. And that's a very, they've connected that aluminum in the brain, breathing it in, causes our child's birth defects. So stuff like that, like how they pump these chemicals in the air and they don't tell us about it. And I don't think that should be hidden. You know, people should know that, that we're breathing this stuff in.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, I'm considerably older than you. And I know back in the day, autism was really not talked about, and I honestly don't think it was a diagnosis. Even with my first kid, who is 22 now, and I feel like maybe you're on the right track, that either it's vaccine related or it's something environmental, but there's something that just is not right. And I actually started trying to go a little bit more holistic, Western versus Eastern medicine. And so I joined a lot of crunchy moms groups, and they actually talk about the chemtrails and autism and vaccine injuries and things like that, that obviously the government is not talking about and telling us. So I like that you're addressing that. That's really cool that a lot of people don't talk about it. So
it's because people really don't want to, like, hear about it, you know? Like, they want to live in a comfortable life rather than, like, the harmful truth, because they like where they're at in their lives.
That's true. I mean, a lot of people are comfortable. A lot of people, you know, we just kind of do what we're told and just live our life. And interesting. Okay. All right. So I'm going to play 20 questions. So I get to know you a little bit more and the listeners get to know you. So what is your biggest or weirdest fear?
My biggest fear is to be alone.
Really? Why is that?
I don't know. Like, I always, like, I'm a big movie person, and it's always seemed sad when there's people and they end up alone and with their families not, like, wanting to be with them. So, I don't know, I feel like they always try to tell you, like, just be good to the others so you won't be alone.
Yeah, I mean, when I was going to their nursing school, that actually was, I see it a lot, actually, and on the floor and in the ER, that people die alone. And, you know, their family doesn't make their in on time. And one of my first jobs as an intern was to hold this little old lady's hand as she passed. And all I could think of was, you know, I don't want to die alone. So I understand that fear. That's interesting that other people think that way. Do you have any pets?
Yes, actually. Right now, like, my house is, like, a pound because we're watching a lot of dogs. But
how many dogs
my
do you
personal,
have?
We have one dog that just had five puppies. So we have five little, like, they don't even look like dogs. They look like mice. But we have five little puppies. And then we have two puppies, which another dog had. And then our friend has two puppies, which is here. And then there's a mom dog, and we have two cats. So there's a lot right now.
Wow, that is
only,
a lot.
Yeah. But our only pets are the two cats and the two puppies and the mom dog. everyone else is just living over a weekend or week.
What is one annoying habit that you have?
One annoying habit? I always try to, like, win arguments, like, and then I, like, to the end until, like, I'm 100% proven wrong. And then I won't want to, like, talk about it after.
Nice. There you go. I do that all the time to the boyfriend, and he's like, but you're wrong. And I'm like, no, I'm not, even though I'm, like, 100% wrong. I'm going to tell him I'm not. That's awesome. I love that. Oh, so what is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Strangest thing? I remember when I lived in Texas, we had a Chinese buffet move in to town, and that was kind of different for us because, you know, like, it was just McDonald's and, like, some barbecues and, like, Taco Bell, like, mainstream stuff and barbecues. So when this Chinese place came in, it was, like, different. It was, like, authentic Chinese buffet, as authentic as a buffet gets. And they had these, like squid or octopus. I don't even remember, but it had tentacles, and it was, yeah, it was alive at one point. And, like, when they put them into the bowl, they're still moving like worms, and then they eventually, like, die. It was so weird. It didn't even taste good. I don't get it. But that was literally the weirdest thing I've ever eaten, because it was alive when they put it in.
Oh, like, my gosh, that's crazy. Now, my favorite food is sushi, and I've kind of tried all those crazy, weird sushi foods, and I actually ended up with a gnarly parasite from it. So I've had to have a couple surgeries from it. And it's funny because my doctor had said, if you had drank alcohol, it would have killed the parasite. And, of course, I don't drink alcohol. So
that's why they drink sake.
But, yes, exactly. And a lot of people don't know that. If you drink sake with it, you're totally fine.
Yeah, they usually know you're drunk. They just take a shot after they eat, like a palate cleanser, and kill the parasite.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. So what is your favorite movie?
My favorite movie? I don't know. I'm a really big movie person. Like, I love movies, so it's, like, really hard to answer. But I don't know, because, yeah, I don't really have a favorite movie. I love comedy movies. I love action movies. I just like the really out there, like, different type of movies, you know, like independent, maybe in your basement, but they're, like, got golden globes type movies. But I don't have any particular favorite movie, because there's so many, like, good movies out there.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that with myself, that I love all different genres, and I'm actually an extra actress, so a lot of independent movies that go to, like, Netflix and things like that, you know, people need to, like, watch.
Yeah.
And they don't, so I'm with you on that, but those are the best, actually. Oh, goodness. So what has been your worst date so far?
My worst date. Let me think about that. My worst date.
I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours. I had one guy, it was a blind date. Oh, really? Yeah. I want to hear about it.
Oh, you go first, and then I'll tell you mine.
All right, my worst date ever. It was an online dating site, and this is back in the day when probably 10 years ago. I was trying to get back in the game, and I don't even remember if it was like Plenty of Fish or one of those, but I started talking to somebody, and all his online stuff looked legit. I was like, okay, cool. Like, I like this guy. All good. So we ended up, okay, let's meet. for coffee, because I never want to get stuck on the first date, like for a whole dinner and movie and kind of thing, just in case it doesn't work out. And I show up, and this guy, the picture must have been like 30 years old, because it was not, I mean, this guy had like balding hair. He looked like he needed, like, you know, he tried to do a comb over. He had Coke bottle glasses from like the 70s. probably a good 60 pounds heavier than his picture. Wearing a horrible velour tracksuit. And I was like, oh my God. And so, you know, I tried to be nice. I went in and we sat down and I had coffee, and I guess he was digging me way more than I was digging him. And he asked, you know, can I have your number and all that? And I was like, no. And he goes, why? And I said, because you didn't, you were not the person like online that you were. I feel like you lied to me. And yeah. And that was, as I said, probably like 10 years ago. And I still remember that.
You like catfished in a way.
Oh, huge. Yeah. Way before there was a catfish. Yeah, that was mine.
Well, now that I think about it, my worst date, it was in Texas. It was actually like my first date, because I just moved out into this like small town, and my cousin helped me get a date. And we were going to the movies, and I thought, I don't know, like she was going to be cool, but she didn't talk to me like pretty much the whole time. And she was like on her phone, like texting other people. And I was just like,
oh.
And I, like, even during the movie, even during the movie. And then I was just like, this is like boring, like. And then, like, after, I was like, dang, you see that part, like, of the movie? She didn't, like, remember, because she was texting all the time. And then I was like, forget this. Yeah. That was literally the worst date. I haven't had really too bad of dates, but that was the worst.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. Sometimes everyone needs to remind each other that, obviously, the person in front of you needs to take priority than texting and, you know, Facebook kind of overtakes us sometimes. So,
yeah.
Oh, no. Exactly. So, if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
To, like, read minds.
Interesting.
Like, if you could read everybody's mind, like, you would know. Like anything, like you go to a press conference and read the president's mind and pretty much know what's going on, type thing. And then, you're like, yeah, I feel like with that power, like you can, you feel like really good, yeah.
Interesting. Okay. Who is your hero?
My hero, like Marvel hero, or just hero in general?
Hero in general.
My hero. There's a lot of people that in the past, like artists that I really like, that or people like stand up against the government. But I would say one of my heroes would be probably Gandhi, because he stood up against the government in a very big way, without hurting anybody whatsoever. And it's a very big thing, because everybody wants to spread the word through hate, because that's easy. We're living in hateful times, and it's easy to hate one another. But he tried to get his word through love, and it's harder to spread through love because of all the hate. It just clouds it. But I think he was probably one of my favorite people ever to be alive.
Interesting. So if Gandhi is your favorite person, do you believe in a certain religion?
No, I don't look at him from the religious aspect. Like my view of religion is that it's all the same because like it's all the same story, just like with different people, you know? Like you listen to the story of Jesus, and he pretty much did what the big people didn't want him to do, and he gathered up all the other people and started speaking, and everyone followed him. And it's like that with like Muhammad, it's like that with Buddha, like they all listen to him, dude. And it's pretty much just a way for people, in my opinion, I'm not trying to degrade anyone's beliefs, but I feel like it was just make a way to people to get through with things. If you feel alone, you have God. And if you feel that there's no one with you, that you have your spirit, you have, and it's just a way to set yourself to life, like to be good, you know? Because it's all like treat others how you want to be treated, you know? Be nice, don't murder. It's pretty much all religion, but also pray. So
does that mean you believe in heaven and hell?
No, I believe like we're all like, I'm very spiritual, not spiritual in a God way, more that like God is like in us, you know, like however hard we believe is however hard he will be there. It's our energy. Cause like everything on this earth alive has a vibration, and, if we all put our vibrations in the right tune in a way, everything will work in harmony, but we're all kind of messed up because, yeah.
Well, I will tell you, I had a near-death experience in 2013, and it's interesting because I'm kind of like that, very spiritual, but I'm still kind of wrestling with the whole God issue and is there a higher faith? But I do know, like, when I did pass, that my grandma came for me and I saw heaven. And so that made me, I guess, more of a spiritual person. And I guess, I don't know, I wouldn't say a better person now that I know that there is a heaven. But wrapping that up, I made a bucket list. And so every year I try to do stuff that just scares the bejesus out of me. So I've done like jumping off cliffs. I've done modeling. I've done a movie. I've done all these kind of crazy things that I probably would have never done like 10 years ago. So what is on your bucket list?
On my bucket list? Well, I have a lot I want to do before I die, but mostly skydiving at least one time, because that seems like surreal. Like I feel like you want to feel like you're falling and just floating there for a minute, and then all of a sudden the ground starts coming up to you. But something like that, and I want to do like really extreme stuff pretty much later in life. Like I see these people that they'll tie a rope to like a high cliff, and then they'll jump off the cliff and they'll like swing into like a canyon. That's really like seems really intense and fun. I also just want to have a family and make sure my family, like when my kids go off, they go off like ready for the world. And that's pretty much all I want.
That's very cool. I like that. So what cheers you up?
Thank you. I'm sorry?
What cheers you up when you're having a bad day?
I'm sorry, I said, what's my what at?
What cheers you up when you're having a bad day? What makes you happy?
Oh, okay. Usually, if I'm upset in any way, just anyone being there, really. Like, if there's someone there, they, like, comfort me, and I'm good. Like, they tell me it's okay, then I feel like it's okay. Usually, it's my girlfriend. But anyone in general that I trust and like, and that usually makes me happy. Or just kicking back and watching some TV and smoking a bowl, that helps too.
Nice. Okay. So, do you have a favorite book? And if so, what are you reading right now?
Well, right now, Right now I'm reading The Bean Trees. It's a book about this guy who didn't want to get a girl pregnant, and so he ran away from the kid and stuff, but then he ended up adopting some other kid. It's a really weird story, but it's kind of nice so far. But I would say my favorite all-time book is a book called The Meaning of Matthew.
What is that about? I've never heard that one. No.
Everybody should read this book. It is a very good book. It's very sad. It made me cry. I'm not, a very, emotional person when it comes to that stuff because, I feel like it's just the world. But, this is really sad. It was about a kid. It was pretty much a mom's aspect of his son's life. And he was really outgoing. He was a playful kid. And then he ended up being gay. And he was being really reckless, and he got a STD eventually. But then one night, two men chained him to a fence and, beat him. And he was left there all night. And then they found him the next day, and they took him to the hospital, and he died. And it was, the mom's story of, what she did about it.
Wow.
It's a real story.
Yeah, it happened, 10 years ago or maybe 15 years ago. Wow. I didn't know that they wrote a book about it.
Yeah, and they talk about, how people use this thing called the scared gay proposal. Or I forgot what it's called, but, it pretty much be if a straight man feels intimidated by a gay man and they, kill him or beat him, they would get away with murder pretty much because they were intimidated and gays were thought upon less back then.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a really...
So what is your view on that? Do you think that society made them gay or if they were born gay? What do you think about that?
Don't get me wrong. I feel like some we have so much media now and we're such exposed to anything pretty much that it does open your mind to things a lot at a lot younger age, giving us more, because when we're young, our minds, they run wild. So I feel like society has sort of influence, but if somebody's gay, lesbian, trans, or whatever, that's pretty much them. You can't be forced into liking something. You like what you like, and if that's what you like, that's what's at.
Yeah, that's always how I try to compare it to that, and I try to look at it if that was my child, how would I want them treated? And it's interesting how religious people try to put it the other way, where, it's against the Bible, and but you know what? Who are we to judge? It's not our place.
Yeah.
And definitely, we're not the person. Exactly. That's what I like to say when people start that conversation, that the first person to throw the stone that's saying, you're bad because you're gay. Who are you to judge? Because I'm sorry, you're not God. It's interesting how, that whole conversation can go. So who inspires you?
There's a lot of people who inspire me, a lot of, in a way, people don't see 100% like I do, but, even though I'm not religious, I know Jesus was a real person. And I know that he did walk our earth. He did die on the cross. Now, whether it was for our God, I don't know. But I know all that he did happen. And because it's in history, it's in our history books. It happened. There's proof. There's physical proof that it happened. So, oh my God! I'm sorry. My mind drew a blank. What was the question again? I'm so sorry.
No, that's totally cool. Do you speak any other languages?
No, I don't. English. I've tried to learn French and Spanish, but it was mostly high school, and it didn't really. It kind of just slipped out my mind throughout the years.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, I'm with you on that. I took like Spanish 1 and 2 in high school, and I probably can speak Spanglish. Like I
Yeah,
can do
I can
it.
understand it, but I can't really speak it.
Okay. Now I'm with you on the transplant thing from Texas to California. I was actually brought from Mexico from an orphanage to Houston, Texas. How do you feel? How is Texas compared to California? Like, which one do you like better?
Well, I mean, like, if you're about the same and about like getting out there and you wanna I guess try to become successful, like California is a place, but if you don't have a lot of money, it's not the place to go. If you don't have like a plan that's gonna work, not just something that's in your head and you're just thinking it's gonna work, then it can work. But California is it's a very fast-paced judging place. Everyone wants to judge one another, and it's funny because like I feel like out here it would be the least judgmental because this is where a large majority of gays live, and the gay rights movement, and it's very liberal, and they want everyone to be equal, but they talk about they just judge one another, like they talk crap on conservatives, and even if you're a Trump supporter, like that's what you believe in, like even if he's not the best president, none of them are. Like they're all after the same thing in the end. It's not for us.
Do you think Trump bought his way into the presidency?
No, I think he talked his way into it, and now he's kind of shifting things. Like because the government is not like Congress, and that like everyone thinks that it's just them, but it's really run by very, very wealthy families, like the Rothschilds, which is a very known family. They own most of our central banks. I think all the central banks actually, and they fund both sides of wars. They're very corrupt families, and what they say pretty much goes because one of the Rockefellers, I forgot his exact name, but he was around in the 1800s. He said, "I do not care which fool runs Britain, because the person who controls the country's money is in charge, and I have the country's money." So, hearing that like was a very like eye-opening statement to hear from a person, especially so far back then, and how it can just gotten so much worse now. So I don't think Trump bought his way in now. I don't think he, but he's doing moves that are gonna make people money, like going into coal, going out of Paris, climate control, and he's opening all these mining companies and oil and a lot of booming in jobs and stuff like that. He's doing it for like big business, I feel like. And he bought
Well,
his
he's
way
a
in.
smart businessman. I mean, you got to give him that. So
Oh yeah, no,
I
I'm not
think
gonna
you're
knock him. Like,
right.
yeah, he's a very smart person. I just don't know if he's like when he first came out to presidency and he was down to Hillary and Trump. I honestly did not know who I wanted to be president, but I more liked Trump because of like how he didn't really start from the bottom because the small loans, $1 million, are not small at all. But he turned that $1 million into billions. And that's a lot to me. Like I saw that. And so far he has done a lot for the economy. There's been an increase of jobs by the millions. So yeah, he's done a lot for us job wise, but it's just like what his other intentions are. Like his bad intentions. It's they try to hide the bad intentions with the good, I feel like. And they have us distracted with, oh, he did this, he did that. But he's really doing this and that over here.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, all right. Well, let's switch gears a little bit. So have you ever been pulled over by a cop?
No, I haven't. Luckily.
All right. So you're still good, yeah. Huh?
I've walked down the street when I lived in Texas, like when I was younger, because like I hung out with like misfits, you know, like if you're used to skate and smoke weed and in Texas, they're like, you're like a really bad kid if you do that. So, so like, yeah, the cops would always like bug us and like pull us over and stuff like that. But like, not in a car now. I've been pulled over.
I had a weird experience probably, oh gosh, a couple years ago. My oldest was actually outside smoking and the neighbor called the cops and complained, you know, oh, that kid is smoking marijuana. And so they came out and they talked to him, and I ended up going to jail.
So, what? That's
crazy. Yeah, right. And so he was of age, he was adult, so obviously he's an adult, I can't tell him no, that kind of thing. But they ran my name, and I actually had a traffic warrant. And so they came out for him, but they got me. So so I ended up spending 3 days in jail because of it. So I always like to compare jail stories there. Oh, goodness. So where do you see yourself in, like, 5 years?
5 years. Honestly, if my YouTube channel, Blunts, Bongs, Bullets, takes off, I see myself just doing that because people make their living off that if it gets big enough. But if not, I'm just gonna focus on my education, maybe go into the military for the benefits. Just like the minimum 4 years, and so I can go to college or something like that, you know. And there's jobs that will take me right after I get out of the military. So.
What branch are you thinking?
Army.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
When I met him,
I'm between Army and Marine Corps, though, because Marines are cool. I don't know. I just have like an education in my life.
That's cool. Oh, no, my son's dad, Marine, when I met him, and then he got out when he was born, and then he couldn't get back in the Marines at that time. So he actually, at that time, he was probably, oh gosh, like 26, 27, and he decided he wanted to go play G.I. Joe, and he went special operations. So he went to Ranger School. And so, so that was an interesting deployment and going through military life.
Yeah, if I know I can get through Ranger School and something like that, I would definitely try to do that. That's something like, that's extreme. I remember when I was a kid, I always wanted to be like a Navy SEAL or Ranger. But it was always like kid dots, you know, like most kids want to be a Navy SEAL or a Ranger or a cop or a firefighter. And most of them usually don't. Because it can change. But if I had the option of being one of those, I would definitely take that. Well, yeah, they're cool.
But you know what?
They do some crazy
stuff. Yeah, they're very cool. They're crazy. They are crazy, I will tell you that. But, you know, it's mind over matter. And if you really want to look into it, he tells this great story about he was probably in his mid-20s and he was a big guy. He was like 300 pounds, and he just kind of was tired of his life. He was like an exterminator and just kind of a life, you know. And he heard the Navy SEAL commercial, and he was like, dude, I want to do that. And so he ended up going through 3 rounds of Hell Week to get through bud training, because like the first time he broke his leg, the second time there was something else. But it's a great story if you listen to it, how he talks about it and the mentality and how he just kind of dug deep to get through bud's training. And he's really inspirational. I love listening to him. He definitely is inspirational, but he drops a lot of F-bombs. So,
Yeah, they usually do.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I was going to say, normally the social operation guys do. So, but other than that, it's really inspirational. I mean, if you really want to think about military and going that route, I would follow up and listen to him and you know, see what he says about it. Okay, well, we're going to start wrapping up. So how can my listeners and your listeners reach out to you on social media?
Well, you can follow me on Instagram. I'm public, so you don't have to wait for me to approve your request. I'm at JiggaJT, all lowercase, and an underscore. It's J-I-G-G-A underscore J-T. You can also find me on YouTube. My page is Blunts, Bombs, and Bullets. I just made it, so it's very new, but any support whatsoever would be greatly appreciated. I'm going to be posting more videos, and hopefully the universe expands. And if you go into my YouTube, you'll get my link very soon, and that will be coming out.
Love it. Okay, so what last words would you like to leave with the listeners?
Well, I just want everybody to know who's listening here, if they don't ever listen to me again, that you shouldn't always believe what you hear or believe what you see on the TV, but believe what you see with your own eyes, because not everything that is told to you is true, no matter who tells it to you. It doesn't matter how much power, how much respect, how much love they have towards them in the media and people. They could be all lying. You have to see it with your own eyes to believe it. That's what I want to leave
with. I love that. That's great. Okay. Well, I would like to thank all our sponsors, listeners, and, of course, our network family. Make sure you stay connected to Sage Network by liking, following, and hearting us on all social media at Sage Mentoring. And until next week, hug those babies. They grow too fast. Own your choice. Namaste and good night.